our Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Tyre Power, think safety this August. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
I'm better than ever.
Josh Jenkins, a meter he takes, and then 15 with a kick. Can he go again? Can he go again? Josh Jenkins, JJ! Jacker! Whatever you want to call him!
He doesn't look confident, Hutto.
Score review.
He's saying set up.
Umpire's called the goal.
Okay, so it's a behind.
Might have just clipped the posts on the way through. He's telling his teammates to set up.
Oh, yeah, that's some theatre for you.
And he joins us on the line. JJ, thanks for your time.
G'day, Kano and Hazy. Hope you're both well.
I know you've been asked a million times about that moment, but can you recap a little bit of it for us?
Well, it was just it seemed like every showdown, I think I only played in about 10, which is not only, but played in 10, and I think most of them were you know, thrillers in that sense. And I'd had a really good first half. I think Tom Jonas shut me out of it in the second half. And just for that moment, I think Jonas and Eddie were running alongside each other, and I was running with my opponent, and everyone forgot to put the brakes on. So I was able to quickly put the handbrake on and pick up the footy. And I think what gets lost in that, in the did it or didn't it discussion is I should have put it straight through the middle. It was a really easy shot for goal, and it never should have went that close to the goalpost.
Well, we appreciated the honesty of it all, JJ. Just in terms of the showdown, can you give us an insight from maybe a Crows perspective? Because Port Adelaide's been pretty vocal this week about the dislike and everything. What about from a Crows perspective? Was it just another game, or was there much more to it?
It was just another game for me because being from country Victoria, you just don't have any. There just isn't the Carl Collingwood and Essendon, Richmond, Essendon, Hawthorn over here. Those to me, those rivalries are from the 80s and the 70s and the 60s. So they haven't lived on. Whereas the showdown and the derby, as we saw last week, they've lived on. They've lived throughout, the modern era. And I know they probably only started 20 or so years ago, and maybe that is why they are continuing to be so fierce. But I was a little resistant to the showdown early. I thought, it's just another game. I'm from Victoria, and I'm not really, caught up in it all. But I think you can't help it because as you guys know well, the town is, it just goes crazy. And I imagine, I think Port's win over Essendon probably saved them, but I think it was the battle for 12th spot on the ladder, was it not, if Port had been beaten. So there are definitely bragging rights on the line for this one. It's a unique showdown. It's not one that either team would in terms of the ladder position, want to be in, but it would just be a nice little way to finish off the season for both teams. And certainly, Kane, your brother came out swinging about 25 minutes after the game last week. So you'd imagine the Power Boys are going to be up for the fight.
So he set the agenda beautifully, didn't he? You mentioned Tom Jonas. So was it always Jonas that lined up on you? Who used to get the job on you, and what was it like? Was there any sort of, personal stuff or sort of little stuff, little insights you could give us, JJ?
I used to play on Alapate, Carlisle, and Jackson Trengove a fair bit. Jackson and I got in a few wrestles, and he dropped me off the ball once, and I went looking for him, and we may have even copped two wrestling fines wrestling each other in showdowns. So those are the little things, if it wasn't a showdown, you'd probably think, I don't need to get involved in this wrestle. It's just going to cost me $1,200. But in a showdown, you say, I don't care. It's worth it because I might bump into Big Jacko or Alapate or Tommy Jonas at the cafe at Grange, and I want to be able to stand up and put the shoulders back. So there's a little bit more in it. But, yeah, I used to play on those guys a fair bit, Jack Homps and a few others along the way. So, yeah, it was good. It was good fun. I don't even know what my win-loss record would be in showdowns, but I do remember I remember the showdown, and of course didn't see it at the time, but I remember the showdown where Kenny stood up and made the 1-0 gesture. Right. And I thought, well, you are still 1-5, Kenny. You've left off the 5 before that. But that's all part of the byplay, isn't it? It's all part of the fun of playing in them and being involved in them. And whose home showdown is it this week?
It's a Port Adelaide home game. JJ, you were 6-4 in your showdowns. Good record too, 22
just
goals.
Just enough.
22 goals in those showdowns. So you, one of your better records was against Port Adelaide across your career. Robbie Gray set to announce his retirement this morning, and the showdown will be his last. Of course, 5 showdown medals. But a quick reflection on what he was like as an opponent. You're up the other end of the ground, of course, but what a player he was.
Oh, he took that 6-4. Probably should be 8-2. He just took a couple away from us single-handedly. And, you know, that's not to disrespect, you know, Wines and Boak and the other players who had huge impact in those games. But I remember one showdown in the third term against Luke Brown, who at the peak of his powers was as good a lockdown defender as there was in the game. He just took the game away from us. And I think he kicked 4 or 5 in a quarter against us once. And I imagine, you know, without the lure of finals, I imagine Robbie will be just perched up inside 50. He won't run too far away from goal. Without Luke Brown in the lineup, I would imagine, he'll be getting pretty excited about this last showdown and his last game. So, how many showdown medals has he got? However many he's got. I reckon there's a very, very good chance you could add another.
Imagine that. All right, we've got to ask you about some other matters. Jeremy Cameron's hamstring, how bad is it?
Well, I saw him yesterday and he was a little embarrassed at the fact that he even, you know, has to talk about it. So that's a great sign. Not ideal, no doubt about it. But I think, you know, the sort of coming days when they get him back into running and those type of things will be the tell-all. But, I mean, it can't help, but hopefully it doesn't hinder.
What about Geelong? And, I mean, it's without giving too much away, it's been extraordinary, JoJo. I mean, I write them off every year and have done for the last 6 years. What can you tell us about the intangibles at the Cats and what makes them such a great footy club?
I think it starts with, to me, it starts with Starwood, Hawkins and Dangerfield. Blitzovs as well. They have got no ego whatsoever. You wouldn't know whether they were the ones who played 325 games or it were the youngsters who had played 325 games. They've got no ego. They don't expect anything. They do everything for everyone else. It's quite remarkable. I mean, pretty much, you know, a lot of the conversations about Joel Selwood and the greatest Cat and the culture changer, but Tom Hawkins came in with him at the same time and he didn't have the instant impact, but he's played in 2 flags. His last 5 years of his career have been the best, and he's not showing any signs of slowing down. And those guys just drive everything. And Chris gives them I think Chris understands how lucky he is to have those guys to lean on, and he gives them a lot of power, and he lets them really drive the standards and drive the culture of the club. And the great thing is that those boys don't have to drive much because it's a do what I do type of environment, and it's just been great to, you know, be a part of it from in a playing sense for a couple of years, but now to be able to sit back and you don't have to coach the young guys too much because you just say, just follow those guys. They set the perfect example.
JJ, if they made a documentary this year about Tyson Stengel, I'd watch it a couple of times. He's turning into just an unbelievable story. Why has it been such a perfect place for Tyson Stengel to reignite his career?
Well, again, I put it down to the environment because he's been allowed to thrive. He's been coached really well by Nigel Lappin. Nigel loves to go through the real minutiae of footy and help him. And Nigel loves to coach him. I would say, you know, putting words in his mouth a little bit, but I would say Tyson is his favourite player to coach and to work with because he just picks up things. You show it to him once and it's in his mind forever and he remembers it forever and he actions it straight away. And I think the environment down here has really suited him. He's able to still get away from footy and enjoy life and hang out with friends. And I know he's got a good relationship with Brandon Parfitt and Quinton Arkell. They all live together. And you know what? It was a tiny bit overblown. And Adelaide can do this a little bit. But it was a tiny bit overblown, you know, the bad boy profile that he had. And, you know, made a couple of, you know, blunders, and he'd been led astray a couple of times. But, you know, having played with him and been around him a lot at Adelaide and been with him this year, he's fundamentally a good guy, and he's in a really good environment. And I'll tell you what, he's repaid the Cats five times over, because there's a very good chance, if Kane votes him in, he'll have an All-Australian blazer around his shoulder soon.
There's a very good chance of that. Hey, I've got to ask you about just I guess the response to the camp, and well done on your work with that. There's nothing that you can say this morning that you haven't already said, but I was interested in the response from Crows fans, if any. I mean, you were quick to point out your love for the club and the impact that they've had on your life and the no ill feeling. Was there any reaction as the club reached out to you on the back of those, the statement that you made a week or so ago?
Yeah, I was a little nervous about, you know, the backlash, in a sense, if you want to call it that. But and I mean, social media, if you want to get the gauge of what the worst possible scenario is, you normally go to social media, but even on social media, it was absolutely fantastic, and so many people, you know, I guess, you know, sort of in a sense feeling like they needed to apologise to me, which they didn't, but it was great to feel that love a little bit and sort of, in a sense, reconnect with the club as well, because, it was really disappointing the way things ended over there for me. And, it was great to feel a bit of that love, and I look forward to hopefully getting back involved, somewhere down the line.
That's awesome to hear, mate. Hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
No props, guys. Enjoy showdown week.
Will do. Josh Jenkins, key part of the SEN team, also assistant coach of the Cats, and they are flying. He was our guest this morning.
All right, still time to slip in a text, 0427-154-166. Thanks to Weeks Homes. Discover exceptional customer service. Weeks Homes, discover different. Top of 16 across Adelaide today.